I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The group behind a tobacco tax increase filed a complaint with Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices. They allege opponents of a proposed ballot initiative to raise the tobacco tax are engaged in illegal campaign activities. Tara Vizi, campaign manager for the Healthy Montana Initiative, says several people reported they received automated telephone calls. The so-called robocalls offered them $100 to participate in a focus group about the cigarette tax. Vizi says she called the number that was given, but was told by the person who answered the call that the focus group had already been held. Her group wants to know who paid for those calls.
We just want to make sure that I-185 is put before the voters without influence from out-of-state multi-billion dollar corporations or anyone else attempting to influence the election without properly disclosing who they are.
I-185 seeks to raise the state tobacco tax to fund services for veterans, seniors, and the disabled. The money collected could also be used to fund Montana's Medicaid expansion, which is set to expire June 30, 2019, unless the Montana legislature votes to continue the program. Montanans Against Tax Hikes was one of the groups named in the complaint. Chuck Deneau was still reviewing that complaint and did not have an immediate comment. Signatures are currently being gathered to try to place I-185 on the November general election ballot. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.